Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Hi, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear, sir. So I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To start off, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah, twice that.
Okay. And thank you, sir. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
What would be the top
I would
issue?
Say...
Sorry.
Maybe immigration, you know, a lot of the cities, and it's nothing against it, but it's just a lot of immigrants, you know, are coming into Rochester, St. Cloud, Minneapolis. I talked to several residents who said that things have just changed. So I don't really have any personal experience with it.
Right.
Other than that, I'm pretty happy to live here.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And the next one, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Pressing global environmental issue. I would, the tough one, because I'm not much of a climate change type person. I would say just, we're just using up all of our resources without replenishing.
For example, fossil fuel? Is that what you're speaking of?
Well, that, I don't know. I would say, environmentally, I haven't really thought about this.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing, okay, we just, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Maybe where we're focusing our, or implementing our natural resources. I know we are harvesting a lot of renewable energies, but they're not being used locally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, refining. Would you mark them as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
What was it, refining?
Yes, sir.
What's refining?
Okay. Refining, basically, sir.
Oh, refining.
Remove impurities or unwanted elements from a substance. That'd be, for example,
I would
water.
Say good.
Good?
Okay. I would say good.
Thank you. How about mining?
Good.
Forest products.
Excellent.
Medical manufacturing.
Excellent.
Electric utilities.
Fair.
Okay. And agriculture and farming.
Good.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in the managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, or just fair?
Good.
Thank you. County land departments.
Good.
Forest and timber industries.
Excellent.
Environmental groups.
Excellent.
Okay. And U.S. Forest Service.
Excellent.
Thank you. All right. And how important do you feel the forest products industry which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very.
Okay. Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
I'd say very significant.
Thank you. All right. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested? Fewer than harvested? Which one would you say, sir?
Same.
Okay, same. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
I would say fewer, but we're still sitting pretty.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting their environment or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
I'm not, but I'm very respectful of it as a recreation major in college.
Understood. Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Not yet.
No. Okay. Thank you. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy? A significant component of the Minnesota? Sorry, go ahead.
Major.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Yeah. Yep.
Support. Not true. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. In its forest industry workforce, Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number of diversity. Thank you. Increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforces issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you. All right. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College degree.
Thank you.
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 plus?
36 and a half.
Okay. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's a small city.
Okay. Okay. And is your annual household income less than 25,000 to 49? 50 to 74, 75,000 to 99,000, or 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I lean conservative, but I don't even consider myself on the spectrum, but if I'm going to have to draw a line, I would say conservative.
Okay.
But I do have some, you know, like a liberal viewpoint.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate it. Now, in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, blue-collar professional trade or businesses or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or unemployed?
White collar.
Professional service or business owner?
Yeah.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our service here. Thank you so much for your participation. I hope you have yourself a great rest of the night. Bye-bye.
You too, man. Have a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.